Hello and welcome to Healing and Recovery with Dr. G. You are invited to participate in this podcast dedicated to those in recovery from traumatic experiences. This is podcast one, the introduction. This podcast is dedicated to those who have experienced trauma and are in recovery and interested in the recovery and healing process. My name is Dr. Sandra M. Gaines, the podcast host. I am not a medical or mental health professional, but a doctor of education who has experienced trauma as a child and now is in recovery. I plan to use scripture and recovery tools from therapy to share my recovery and healing process. I use affirmations as suggested by my therapist to reframe my thinking about myself. Some of them I will share with you. My background is that I consider myself a survivor, always dealing with problems or situations that occurred. What I came to discover is that I was coping with the poor choices I made. So it was not really dealing with problems, it was more like correcting mistakes over and over. Because of the trauma I experienced as a child, my perspective was off and resulted in further and further off course. Resulted in me being further and further off course and trying to self-correct. I remember hearing Dr. Phil say one time that traumatic experiences changes who we are as children. This is true for me. To carry it a step further, it changed who I was as an adult. This became increasingly more difficult, and I found myself wondering what happened. I knew something was wrong, but did not know how to fix it properly. I was in my mid-50s before I realized and accepted that I was traumatized as a child and that the trauma was the root of my poor choices and decision-making. I was eventually diagnosed with anxiety and depression, which influenced my decision-making as coping. I was raised around violence, chaos, lies, and deception, which led to anxiety and depression. Scripture tells us not to be anxious, but I didn't know this until much later in life. I am blessed because I was born with a strong will, intelligence, and a sense of humor that served me well until I could get to the root of my problems. I am sure that someone somewhere prayed for me as well. Jeremiah 1:5 states, "I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Before you were born, I set you apart and appointed you as my prophet to the nations." This is comforting to me because it shows me that God was aware of me in spite of my situation. This podcast is a reflection of God's place in my life. This podcast is not about my parents or my siblings. It's about me and my relationship with God and my recovery. I am sure my parents did their best. However, they were not good marital partners, and they were not good parents to me and my siblings. I suspect my parents suffered trauma as well. This is the thing about recovery. It may seem selfish, but I submit to you that recovery is about focusing on oneself. It's about self-care. In my journey toward healing, I remember thinking of myself as thinking to myself that something was very wrong. Eventually, I came across the ACEs inventory. ACEs stands for Adverse Childhood Experiences, which began as a study with Kaiser Healthcare, where they were conducting a study of subjects trying to lose weight. And the common denominator for the subjects were that they all suffered trauma as a child, making weight loss difficult. I took the instrument that was used, and out of a total of 10 factors leading to trauma, I scored a 6. So I knew there was a problem. I also knew that I needed to do something more because the subjects of the study also had other lifelong health problems, and many suffered early death. I did not want this to be my story, so I looked for help and therapy. The ACEs study was a motivator for me to go further. Being diagnosed with anxiety and depression caused me to make decisions that were not clear-headed, as I once thought. I further discovered that going to school was one of my ways of coping with an external method. I didn't use drugs and I was not sexually promiscuous. Education was my outlet. But once I finished my doctorate, then what? Also, I'll say I was not a survivor of sexual trauma, but there were so many other things that I had to contend with, such as my thoughts and trying to predict outcomes and manage what I thought may or may not happen. This is where I was in my life. So, this podcast serves as an invitation to others who may be in a similar situation and are looking to begin their healing and recovery. There are several podcasts which will likely run weekly, and you are invited to join. Thank you for your participation.